back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we'd like to thank everybody who was so kind to us last night. We had a ton of people show up. Gina was there, and Randy was there last night at Knott's Scary Farm. And I think our biggest crowd ever, thanks to Danny Bonaducci as well. Good times last night. So get on down to a Knott's Scary Farm. You can go to Knott's.com for all your ticket information. Knott's.com. All right, it's a little bit after 9 o'clock, about 4 minutes after 9 or so. And it's time for Gina and the Newsman.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with what the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gina Grad, the news. Nice to see you, Gina.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Hey, look at this. McCain's going to be on Letterman tonight.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Set your VCRs.
Look at how jovial they are.
Yes.
Jovial, friendly guys.
Enjoying each other.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, the Philadelphia Phillies doused themselves with champagne last night after they beat the Dodgers 5-1. At Dodgers Stadium, winning the National League Championship Series in 5 games. They will open the World Series on October 22nd against the winner of the Tampa Bay Rays-Boston Red Sox Series. And in this clip, Dodgers manager Joe Torre tells the press how proud he is of his team despite the loss.
All right, Joe Torre, everybody.
You know, this was an up and down year. I think they learned a lot. I think they learned to come together. We made some additions, you know, Manny and Casey Blake and Greg Maddux. But these kids didn't know what inning it was. They didn't know what the score was. They just kept fighting until somebody told them it was over. And even this game tonight, it got a little ugly in the middle with the defense, but they never stopped plugging away. And, that's John Wooden taught me a long time ago that, it's not always the club that wins that you're proudest of. And I was, I certainly was satisfied with what I saw here.
I love LA. Wait a minute. Let me hear this statement again.
It's not always the club that wins that you're proudest of. And
I don't know about that.
That was nice of him, Doug.
Yeah, I think it was. I just don't think it's true.
Yeah.
People, LA and the United States, we love a winner.
Well, but he said, they gave their all. They played their hearts out. They didn't even know what inning it was. They just knew they had to play.
Know what inning it was, then they haven't been playing ball long. It's probably on 50 scoreboards out there. All right, Dodgers will wait until next year. A fairly depressing season because of how it ended. I mean, the Dodgers could have beaten Philadelphia. They should have beaten them at least one game in Philadelphia. And the series should be 3-2 right now instead of 4-1.
It's over.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah.
It really is a depressing time.
It was over. It was depressing to get that news in the middle of the Knott's broadcast, too. You know, there's roller coasters and cotton candy and crazy clowns with their shaky bean cans. And then we get the bad news.
5-1.
Yeah.
All right. So the Dodgers are over. We'll wait till next year.
Yeah.
I've been doing that for 21 effing years, man.
Wow.
21 years. This will be 21 years the Dodgers have not been even in the World Series.
Oy vey.
Let alone win them. Yeah. I used to.
Oh.
All right, what's going on with that news, Gino?
Well, also, Tim, I just have to say I'm really, really thrilled that you showed up to work tonight. Because I thought that this next piece of news was really going to have you bedridden.
Perfect.
For the next couple days. Pop megastar Madonna and her British film director husband, Guy Ritchie, have agreed to a divorce after 7.5 years of marriage. Madonna, who is in the middle of her Sticky and Sweet World Tour, married Ritchie in December 2000 in a very lavish ceremony at a Scottish castle after meeting at a dinner party hosted by Sting. The couple have an 8-year-old son, Rocco, a 3-year-old adopted son from Malawi, David Banda, and Madonna also has a daughter, 12-year-old Lourdes, by her former fitness trainer, Carlos Leon. And just, Tim, if you don't mind.
So how many kids does she have?
Three.
Three, okay.
Three right now. If you would be so good, they have requested that the media maintain respect for their family at this difficult time.
All right. I read a story today that it all started, the beginning of the end for Madonna and Guy Ritchie was when she fell off the horse. And she broke like 8 bones, a couple ribs and 8 bones. And he didn't really comfort her. He was like, nah, you'll be fine.
Just rub a little dirt
in.
Yeah,
get up. You'll be up on that horse in no time. So she said, he's not my soulmate. Oh. And now he's out, and she's going to be looking for a soulmate. She's 50. She better find that soulmate pretty soon.
Well, it's also speculative that he's the one that said, you know what, baby, I cannot do this anymore. This is not what it looked like in the brochure. I can't do this anymore. So, and you know what? I wouldn't be that surprised. I always kind of felt like he was too much of a normal, like, cool guy's guy for her.
Right.
She needs a personal assistant.
Yeah.
She needs a brooding, pretty, sort of personal assistant guy that'll just puss out for her. And
A-Rod.
I don't think guys that kind of,
I think A-Rod's more like that. But yeah, Guy Ritchie's just like a normal dude. He likes to sit at a bar or a pub and have some beers and BS with his guy friends. He doesn't need Madonna around.
I think besides the thick accent, although maybe also with this thick accent, he's kind of my perfect guy.
Guy Ritchie?
Yeah.
You know that Madonna what were you doing 10 years ago?
Me?
Yeah.
I was hanging out in Kansas.
In 1998.
Little KU action.
I was in my second year here at the station. Randy, what were you doing 10 years ago?
I was in the eighth grade at Placer Rita Junior High.
Seems like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like yesterday?
It really does.
Yeah. Well, guess what? In 10 years, she's going to be 60.
Oy.
That'll seem like, that's going to zip by.
Jesus Christ.
She's going to be 60 years old.
You think they'll still call her the Princess of Pop?
I don't know.
You think she'll move on to the Duchess?
If at 50 it's the Sticky and Sweet Tour, at 60 it's just the Sticky Tour.
Wow.
Yeah,
the Sticky and Sad Tour.
But she's going to be 60 in 10 short years. And did you hear how much money she's worth, though? Some people say it's $600 million. Right. I heard a report today that she's worth $900 million.
I can see that.
$900 million.
But that makes sense, right? That doesn't seem that outlandish.
It seems right. But he doesn't, they don't have a prenup. So if he wants, he can go home with half of that.
I wonder if he would. Or maybe if Madonna just sacrificed herself. Just sacrificed, and she'd still be a millionaire. She could bail out the budget, the government deficit.
Well,
she still has $200 million.
That's not true.
Why not?
The government's not giving Wall Street $700 million.
Oh, never mind.
It's $700 billion.
I have a cold. I have a reverse cold.
Madonna
can
bail
cold.
Out the United States.
Sorry, right. her last name isn't the Sultan of Brunei.
Right. All right, Gino, man, look at that.
I think that boomerang ride knocked something loose last night.
I guess so. Yeah, Randy's going to bail out the government. Yeah, with his $7,000.
$700.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was going to say he almost had more than I did.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gino?
Well, with the presidential race nearing an end. Can you believe it?
Yes,
nearing an end.
The
third and final presidential debate took place last night at Hofstra University in New York. The debate was one of McCain's last opportunities to reverse the momentum that has been running in Obama's direction in recent weeks. Each candidate gave somber and heartfelt closing statements as the debate ended. And we have them for you just in case you missed them.
All right.
In our first clip, Barack Obama speaks about sacrifice and service in his closing statement.
Yeah, this is Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
All right, here we go.
These are the policies I've fought for my entire career. And these are the policies I want to bring to the White House. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be quick. It's going to be requiring all of us, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, to come together and to renew a spirit of sacrifice and service and responsibility. I'm absolutely convinced we can do it. I would ask for your vote, and I promise you that if you give me the extraordinary honor of serving as your president, I will work every single day. Now we're up in the big
leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, you and me, baby, there ain't nothing wrong with that. For if we're moving on.
Brought a whole band with him.
Yes. What else going on in the news?
In our second clip, John McCain also speaks about service, referring to a long line of family members who have fought for this country.
All right, John McCain.
All of these things and all the promises and commitments that Senator Obama and I made to you tonight, will be based on whether you can trust us or not, to be careful stewards of your tax dollar, to make sure America is safe and secure and prosperous, to make sure we reform the institutions of government. That's why I've asked you to not only to examine my record, but to propose
more days of this, and then it's over, folks. Don't have to worry about it for another 2 years. Then the campaigns will start up again.
Wow.
All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news?
Well, finally, in brain news tonight, searching the internet may help middle-aged and older adults keep their memories sharp, researchers say. Researchers at UCLA studied people doing web searches while their brain activity was recorded with functional magnetic resonance imaging scans. And they noticed that people who had internet experience use more of their brain during the search. Many studies have found that challenging mental activities such as puzzles can help preserve brain function, but few have looked at what the role of the internet might play. This is the first time anyone has simulated an internet search task while scanning the brain. So
wow.
This is the future.
So if you're online all day, you're a genius.
Huge genius.
Wow, look at that, man. I am. I'm Einstein. All right. Anything
sure.
else? Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks, sir.
Anything else going on?
That's what's going on, Tim.
All right, it's the news, everybody, with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Song, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
You're stupid. Thank you very much. All right, I've noticed something, you know, in driving around Los Angeles and living in Southern California for the last 2 weeks or so, I've noticed that everybody I run into, almost without exception, is effing exhausted. I mean, I see people sleeping on bus benches, in cars, yawning, walking slowly across the street. Everybody in Southern California is just beat. Why is that? What's going on in Southern California collectively, that we're all like suffering from mild colds and completely effing exhausted? Is it something in the air? Is it the fires? Is it the smoke we've been breathing for the last, you know, week or so? Is it a long election season where we just have had an ass full of the back and forth between Obama and McCain? Is it the Dodgers losing in 5 games to the Philadelphia Phillies? What do you think it is about Southern California? And don't try to deny that this is not going on, because I see it every single place I go. People are very short on the road, a lot of honking, a lot of cutting people off, pissed off and exhausted people here in Southern California. Your theory on why everybody in Southern California is effing exhausted. 520-9710. Maybe somebody out there has the answer or a solution for it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I'm sorry, Randy Wang, who is probably the king of exhausted, you're just beat, dude. I've never seen you like this. Your eyes are all swollen. What's going on with you, dude? You're young. How old are you? 24?
I just turned 23 3 months ago.
23 years old. Happy birthday. All right, you're 23 years old, and you're like a 90-year-old out there.
I've never been so exhausted in my life, but it's pretty obvious why.
Now, is it because of a split shift you're doing here at the station?
Yeah, for the past almost 2 years, I've been working every morning on the Adam Carolla Show from 6 to 10, then coming in and doing this show from 6 to 11.
Right. Now, I don't want to get down on you, because you know how much I appreciate the work that you do on the show. But do you think it has anything to do with the fact that you go home every night and get completely S-faced on weed?
No, that helps me sleep.
It does.
Yeah, if I smoked more weed, I'd pass out right away.
All right, so you need to smoke more weed.
Yeah.
All right. But see, at age 23, let me see what was I doing at 23? That would have been 1986. I think I was working for a limousine company in 86, or perhaps Deke Entertainment. And I was, at your age, I wasn't going home and smoking weed every night, though. You know, maybe that has something to do with it. Well, you know, I think weed exhausts you, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think so. Weed helps me sleep. The problem is I'm not sleeping.
You need more sleeping pills. Less weed.
I'm not a fan of sleeping pills.
No? No more, no Ambien?
No, I've had some friends that have had some problems with Ambien, so I steer clear of that.
All right, Gina Grad here. Now, you're exhausted, too. What's going on with you?
I slept till noon, and I'm still tired, Tim.
Did you really sleep till noon?
I actually did.
Jesus Christ.
I don't do that very often, but Knott's really took it out of me.
Right.
Those clowns and their shaky bean cans.
Yeah.
I hate you, Gina.
I am tired, too, man. I don't know what it is. I've got a mild cold I've been fighting for about 3 weeks. And, you know, and I think that when you don't allow yourself to get sick, you know, you take medication for it, you just keep psychologically trying to put it off. I think that's very draining. I think also the stock market might have something to do with this. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are in terrible shape financially. You might be losing a home, you might be losing a car, might not be employed right now, and you're buzzing through your savings. That's exhausting as well. But I don't know. I've lived in Los Angeles, in and around Southern California for 45 years, and I've never seen so many people so tired and so exhausted. Is it that we're working too much? I know that in Southern California, you have to drive, you know, 2 hours to get to your job, then you work for 8 to 10 hours, then you drive a couple hours home, and that could be exhausting as well. But we've been doing that for years. But lately, everybody is just beat. Let's talk to a Mickey here in Glendale. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Timmy? How's it going?
All right. Have you noticed this?
Oh, man, I notice this every time around election season. You know what it is? It's the chemtrails, man. It's Big Brother spraying that toxic nerve gas on us, dumbing us down as a society. That's all it is. That's all it is. We're breathing in this poison, and it's just making us dumb, slow, and lethargic.
I get what she's saying. All right. Is this Sam Phillips?
Sir.
No. All right. Get out of here, Mickey. What do you mean the government spraying us to make us stupid? They don't have to do that. We're already all morons. Aaron in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
All this hope in the Dodgers is getting us really tired.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I like the day after your team gets eliminated, whether it's the Lakers, Dodgers, I don't know, Green Bay, I don't know who you're rooting for. But the day after is always depressing.
I'm rooting for the L.A. Rams to come back.
Yeah, so am I. Wouldn't that be great? That might happen.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, dude. Alicia in Las Virgenes. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I think the reason why everybody's so tired these days is because it's the end of the road.
It's the end of the road? Armageddon?
The road, you know, the road's coming soon to an end.
You think the society is going to end soon?
Yes.
Is that
in
right?
A couple of years, I think so.
how and why is it going to end in a couple of years?
Why? Because it's all written in the Bible.
Oh, boy.
The way this world is being right now is it's everything that says inside the Bible. I've been sick for like 2 weeks, and there's nothing that could take my sickness away.
Yeah, I've been sick for about 3 weeks. I know what you're saying. And it's not 24 hours a day. I'm like sick for like 5 hours, then I'm better for an hour, and then I'm sick for 5 hours and better for 2 hours. It sucks.
I had a fever like for like 3 days in a row, like almost 4 days, like really bad. I've been so tired lately, and it ain't even funny. And I don't even do anything.
Now, do you believe that in the Mayan calendar that we're going to die on December 21st, 2012?
No, I don't believe in the Mayan calendar.
What do you believe in?
I believe in God.
So are you Catholic?
No, I'm Christian, actually.
Christian, okay. And what day do you think it's going to come to an end?
What day?
Yeah.
I don't actually have a day, to be honest with you, because God don't put a specific day inside there, but right. I think, you know, pretty soon, within like the next couple of years.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Ah, you're going to miss out on a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, I have 3 kids also.
How old are the kids?
My oldest one is 10, my middle one is 7, and the other one's 5.
All right, well, you can take them with you when the world explodes? Hold on to them when you leave.
Hopefully, well, the way I'm going doesn't look like I'm going to heaven, but I know my kids will.
Wait, you're not going to heaven?
I'm not walking right with God. No, I'm not.
Uh-oh. What'd you do? Did you have kids out of wedlock?
No, I was married. I'm divorced now.
And why are you going to hell?
Because I'm not living by the way he says to live.
And what are you doing wrong?
I'm just not abiding by the rules.
Well, I'm asking you specifically, what are you doing wrong?
I'm in a relationship. I'm not married. I'm living with my boyfriend, and that's, like, you're not supposed to do that.
Uh-oh. I think you are going to hell, baby. I'll see you there. Okay. Save a seat for me.
All right.
There she goes, everybody. That's sort of alarming if you're Alicia's boyfriend. Maybe you want to, if you're listening to the show tonight, maybe have a chit-chat with her and tell her not to take everything so seriously. All right. Why is everybody in Southern California so effing exhausted? What is it? What do we do wrong? Is it the weather? Is it the smoke? Is it the Dodgers? The economy? I don't know. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Do we have to start working shorter days? Fewer days like they do in France? I think we've all been working our asses off for so effing long that we're just exhausted. I've been working 12 straight years, and I know, you know, a lot of people have jobs that are much more difficult than mine, but sometimes 6-7 days a week, and I think that just sort of wears on you after a while. Are we working too hard? This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And I've noticed this in and around Los Angeles and Southern California. The people are exhausted nowadays. And I don't know what it is. You know, it's usually around this time of year. Kids are back in school. Parents get a break. Halloween's coming up. Kids are excited. And there's a lot of energy in the fall. Is it the fact that it's still hotter than hell out in the valley and the valley's on fire? I don't know. Why are people so tired? Jason and Reseda, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right, ma'am.
All right, I think I have a very good theory here.
By the way, have you noticed this in buzzing around L.A.?
Oh, yeah, I see it a lot, and I definitely feel it in myself as well.
Right.
Okay, I think the reason everyone is so tired is because of fast food, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
I think fast food companies, they put chemicals in there that will make us exhausted because they know that when we're driving home from work, we're going to feel so exhausted that we won't feel like preparing dinner. And we'll just go out and get more fast food.
Not a bad theory.
I don't know. But
yeah, it's possible. And that's certainly why, you know, it certainly would explain why Randy Wang, who loves and knows fast food better than anybody in the world, would be exhausted.
I don't know. Fast food always gives me a burst of energy.
Yeah, but then you come down after that.
All right, Jason,
thanks for calling. That's like, I love when Corolla said, you know, guys have turned into real wimps where you'll hear a guy say this. Yeah, man, if I have a Snickers during the middle of the day, I get a 20-minute bump and then I crash. And then Corolla says, really? Really? You get that from a Snickers, huh? Really? From a Snickers? Takes me Vicodin and about 6 shots and 5 beers to get to that level.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much. By the way, Kroll is coming on with us tomorrow night, I believe.
Tomorrow night at 8.
At 8 o'clock. And then right after that, Teresa Strasser's coming on with us. And she'll be with us on the whole evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if she has some energy.
Little tea girl.
Yeah. Let's talk to Kevin on the 405. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy. How you doing?
All right. Why is everybody so exhausted?
Well, first of all, I think that woman who had the fever a couple times ago, I think it's because her brain's overheated.
Ah, it's possible.
I think it's because everybody's stressed. You hear your commercials right now. There's ones for people getting their houses refinanced. There's ones for credit credit obligations. I think everybody's stressed out because they're running up too much debt, and that's all they're worried about, so they can't sleep, so they're yawning during the daytime.
Yeah, I think, we don't hear enough about this. We hear about home loans, in the toilet, and, a lot of repos going on and foreclosures. Yeah. And, hopefully that'll be righted if when they put the money into Wall Street and the banks, maybe they will have the money to lend out at a lower rate. But
I hope so. I'm in the mortgage industry myself.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rates have gone through the roof in the last couple of days, or last week or so. Now, but here's what you don't hear a lot about. The people who have excessive credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening as well, and nobody really talks about that. But that's going to be a huge balls up when people start, not paying their credit card bills.
Oh, that's the next best thing, the next big thing to go, obviously. That's the thing that I'm scared about.
How much credit card debt do you have?
I don't know, less than five figures. I'm not that bad.
Okay. I think I'm about 13,000 in credit cards.
I'm close to five figures, but that's from, with all the mortgage layoffs and everything like that. I was laid off three times in 1 year last year from three different companies. So
what do you do?
Loan processor. Right. I was a broker, but there's no money in that. I thought there's money on being on the other side, but there's no money on that either now.
You working right now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, buddy. Well, congratulations.
All right. Thanks.
All right. There he goes, everybody. All right. People in Southern California are absolutely exhausted. Why is that? Michelle in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, are you exhausted?
I'm fairly exhausted.
Sweetheart, I'm feeling your pain. Hey, I haven't even gotten home yet.
Oh,
it was back to school night. It was work. It's the stuff you do with the kids.
How many kids do you have?
I have one son. He's a senior in high school.
Wow.
And I am dead beat. So I think stress, somebody said earlier, that may have a lot to do with it. I don't think the media helps. They're hyping unemployment.
Right.
As far as your $13,000 in debt, you're going to be hard-pressed to get a loan.
Yeah.
And certainly no equity left for any of us anymore. And I'm a banker, so my customers are stressed out all day, every day.
Yeah, I have about 13 grand in credit card debt, and I have no equity left in my house.
Yeah, it's whack.
So. But Michelle, you sound very young to have a kid who's in high school.
Oh my God, I'm almost 50. I'm going to be 48 next week.
Wow,
but young.
Wow,
young at heart.
Yeah, when is the banking? And since you're in the banking business, when is it going to turn around? Those interest rates going to come down, and we see part of that $700 million.
Well, a lot of analysts thought that things would free up the second quarter next year. It's probably not going to be that soon, but...
Wait a minute. It's not going to free up until the second quarter of next year?
That's what a lot of analysts are saying, but I should tell all of your listeners, because people might not know this. The FDIC did increase insurance at banks to an unlimited amount for the next 30 days.
Good.
On non-interest-bearing deposits. So not your CDs or your money markets, but if you have a checking account and you're fortunate enough to have a couple million, you are now fully insured by the FDIC.
Yeah, but who has millions in their checking account?
Well, a lot of business customers, and how the whole thing started, the Depression in the 20s was a run on deposits. So what's happening now is a lot of banks are being weakened because people are pulling money out because they're worried about insurance limits. So that's really good news for the next 30 days.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Yeah, please help us out there, Michelle.
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy
All
your
right.
show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, Randy Wang, how much credit card debt are you rolling around with?
I'm almost at $10,000.
What is that monthly payment?
Well, I always try to pay off as much as I can, because if I pay off more than the minimum, they usually don't even charge me interest fees.
Oh, that's good.
But every month it's gone up at least $500, because I'm not even making enough to pay my bills anymore.
You're not?
No.
Oh, man. That's why you got to get a roommate.
A roommate in a studio apartment?
Yeah. Or maybe get a chick. Get a wealthy chick to date you.
I can't even get a regular chick to date me. How am I going to get a wealthy chick to date me?
You get pissed at me. All right, and Gina, what do you got rolling around? You were running some credit card debt?
I have less debt than Randy. I never thought I'd be able to say I have less debt than anybody.
Yeah, but I don't think you do, because you got those student loans.
Oh, that we're including student loans?
Well, aren't you paying interest on those?
I'm not paying anything on those.
<You're not.
laughs> we'll cross
how much
that bridge.
How much do you owe the government for the student loans?
Why do we got to talk about that, Tim? I was so excited that my MasterCard.
All right, how much is your MasterCard bill?
It went from 30,000 to 8,000.
Wait a minute. You owed $30,000 on your MasterCard?
I think so.
And how'd you get it down to 8,000?
Because I'm persevering, Tim.
You're paying?
Yeah, nobody's ever given me a dime to pay my bills.
30 grand. What were you paying a month? What was the minimum on that?
It was like $800 a month.
Jesus.
With like
Christ.
with a freaking 85% APR, like something Jesus. Ridiculous.
Oh man. That's horrible.
And no one has ever given me a dime. Not that I'm asking. I'm just saying I'm very proud that, you know, had to do what I had to do.
Poor Gino, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you get by.
I don't either. I really don't know. And I'm still smiling, Tim. I'm just happy to be here.
I know, but the tears behind the smile we're seeing a lot of those. All right, let's talk to Rick real quick in Echo Park. 97.1 FM Talk, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
Tim?
Have you noticed everyone's exhausted in Southern California?
Yeah, well, I got two reasons. One, the gas prices have dropped, so a lot of people, I've noticed that a lot of people aren't taking their bus, aren't taking the bus, and they're not riding the bike. And two, the kush, man, the trees that we have over here, the fire, you know what I mean? The marijuana that we got over here in the pharmacy is really jacking a lot of people down.
So the weed is getting too good.
Oh, yeah, it's up there, and I hear it's getting better, too.
Is that a side effect of a lot of weed?
Depends on if it's, you know, heavy on the indica or what's the other side, man?
Sativa.
Yeah. I don't know how Randy knew that.
Yeah.
I smoked a little pot in my life.
Hey, Randy, have you ever done salvia?
Salvia? That stuff doesn't do anything. And if it gets you high, it gives you a really bad high. Stick to the weed.
It does. It's like a mini shroom trip.
Yeah, all but right. It's never a good high.
All right, please, guys. You're losing us with the indica and the Sativa. Is that what it is?
Well, salvia is this stuff that you can actually buy legally at, like, head shops.
Oh, I see, right.
It's like fake weed, but it doesn't do anything.
All right, Josh in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I believe that we are tired because we're not exercising enough. I think that we're going straight to our jobs, coming home, relaxing on the couch, and we're just not exercising, so our heart rate is not enough to keep our body going.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think proof of that is even when you get like 10 to 12 hours of sleep, you wake up and you're still exhausted.
Right, because your body's not moving, so it doesn't care.
All right, we got to keep moving. All right, Josh, it's a good pointer there. We're not exercising enough. All right, people in Southern California are goddamn exhausted. Everybody is. I see it in my friends, my family, my neighbors, coworkers. People walk around, their heads down. And everyone is exhausted. What is your theory on why, as a society in Southern California, we're just beat? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And I've noticed that people in Southern California are exhausted. Wherever you go to the mall, you go to the zoo, you go anywhere. Go to a gas station, go to a Panda Express. People are exhausted. Why? Renee, on the 118, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How are you?
Good, thank you, baby.
Good. I'm so excited. I'm, like, nervous.
You actually sound like you have some energy.
Okay, I think everybody out here is so exhausted
because everybody's fake. Like, they're trying to, you know, get the Louis Vuitton purses and everything, that when the end of the month comes, they don't have money for rent because they're trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to, you know, live this lifestyle that they can't live.
Right. Well, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of people in Southern California live in studio apartments and yet drive a Mercedes.
Exactly. And then they go out to eat. But yet, at the end of the month, they're trying to get as much overtime as they can have.
Not a bad theory. Look at you.
Hey.
And also, it also is tough for people to be fake all the time. It's exhausting.
Oh, my gosh. That's totally what I said, too.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you say, for instance, you have, you know, you say, well, I've got an audition tomorrow for a movie. I got a, you know, a reading for a sitcom. And you're trying to BS people all the time and how great your life is.
Exactly. I used to work at a job where I did that every day. And it's like, at the end of the day, when you leave, you're just like, oh, my gosh. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think lying is exhausting.
Yeah.
All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you something here, darling.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, Children of the Corn on DVD.
Awesome.
From Anchor Bay Entertainment. Hey, how old are you?
I am 24.
Yeah, I mean, you sound like you still have some energy about you. Exactly. All right, yeah, keep it up, because that's what guys like.
I listen to you guys.
The guys like enthusiasm. That's what dudes like. All right. Okay. Not fake enthusiasm.
Oh, it's not fake.
All right, hold on one sec. All right, congratulations. Let's talk to a David in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey there.
Hey, what's your theory, dude?
Okay, well, I got a few theories, but MSG is one of them. And the Malafaian spring back in 1988.
You mean MSG from Chinese food?
Chicken to China, Chinese chicken.
Wow.
Have a drumstick and your
brain stops ticking. Or starts ticking?
Starts kicking.
Watching X-Files with the lights on?
That's right.
Dalamez, I know that song.
Okay,
no, I hate lyric
there you
that.
Go.
No, I offered Malibu Dan $10,000 if he memorized that song, and I gave him a month to do it. And after the month, I said, "All right, I got a check here for $10,000." Do we have that song? I don't know if we do.
What song are you talking about?
It's what song is that, Gina? That song that this guy was just singing.
It's 1 week.
1 week. Yeah, okay.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies. 1 week. And I offered Malibu Dan $10,000 if he could memorize every word, every lyric of that song. And the guy blew it in the first two words. This is it. You could see how the 10,000 was safe with Malibu Dam. Lisa in Compton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Why is everyone so exhausted in L.A.?
I think because we have illegal immigrants taking up all our air.
All right, thanks for calling. I tell you, man, the illegal immigrants get blamed for everything in this town. They really do. You know, they just, I really feel bad for them. You know, 99.9% of them working their ass off, and every time you turn around, like, hey, look, milk prices went up. Ah, it's the illegals. Goddamn illegals, I tell you. David in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
God, what are you talking about, the illegals, man? They're working on my house right now.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Nicholas in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
All right. So, my theory, and just stay with me, okay? So, what I said earlier is that people are spiritually dead. Quite honestly, Yeah, quite honestly, and I'm kind of responding to what someone said earlier about God's return, or let's just say the second coming of Jesus Christ. I know that may sound crazy, but hear me out.
All right.
This whole situation with the economic downturn, it's actually scripted in the Bible. So if you haven't seen anything yet, if you guys believe any in the Bible and what it says in Revelations and the book of Daniel and all the prophecy that's supposed to be fulfilled,
right,
this is nothing. Listen, the U.S. has got to come down in order for the second Roman Empire to come up so that they are actually the superpower of the next generation. Uh-huh. And by that time, the seven-year tribulation will happen.
Thank you very much. That's exhausting. That kind of run. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Why is everyone so exhausted? Let's talk to Pete, or Peter, in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Pete. Hello? You fall asleep?
Yeah, I think he's asleep.
How long has he been sleeping on hold?
It's been about 12 minutes. Should I call someone? 911?
I don't know, man. You have his number there, right?
Yeah, number? I got it.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Pete!
Hello, can I ask you a few questions about the apartment you have on Park Street?
What's your name?
My name is Juan Hernandez. Who's gone? Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street. It's not available, but I just now saw it in the paper.
Hi, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about a place to rent on Park Street. It's not available now.
Nope.
Okay. Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm talking about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available? Oh, it is.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you're not there because of your race, color, national origin, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing, it's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by the Ad Council and LCC.